Ward Friday admitted to facilitating cheating at Parks Middle School between 2006 and 2009. She said she helped teachers obtain the answer sheets to standardized tests so the students' answers could be erased and changed.
I sincerely regret my involvement in this incident. I also regret the fact that the leadership at APS was focused more on improving test scores than helping the students learn.
Ward said some park staff changed answers because of pressure from APS administrators that trickled down to school principal Christopher Waller.
There was no way for these students to achieve the test scores that were required by the administration at APS.
Ward pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of withholding information from investigators. She agreed to 1 year probation to pay back $5,000 in bonuses and perform 250 hours of community service. Ward had initially said she would not take a plea offer and denied involvement in covering up cheating. Ward's attorney, Paige Pate, said mounting evidence from earlier pleas changed her mind.
When you have other individuals who are working at Parks who apparently have a very clear memory of certain incidents that put her in a position where she was aware, and if not aware, certainly should have been aware that cheating was going on, of course that changes your analysis of the case.
As part of the plea, Ward will now have to testify on behalf of the state in future APS trials. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.